the gospel is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. As for the text, rather than the pure proclamation of the word of God stemming from reading it or hearing it proclaimed purely from the lectern, there is simply no better source that speaks of the sacrament of holy baptism than that of Luther's small catechism. This book of instruction teaches the biblical understanding of the six chief parts of the Christian faith. If you want to say to yourself or to others, "Yeah, this Christianity or church stuff doesn't have to be bogged down with the details of the doctrine. Let's just stick to the basics." And friends, the six chief parts are the basics. And whether you like it or not, it's the Holy Scriptures that give to us its doctrinal understandings. And those are contained within the Lutheran confessions, including Luther's blessed book of instruction. On this day, when we hear of our Lord's baptism in the Jordan, listen to these beloved words of the small catechism. Listen to what it is that we believe, teach, and confess as Lutherans based on God's word. Hear and receive the biblical belief of holy baptism, which can never be heard enough. First, what is baptism? Baptism is not just plain water, but it is the water included in God's command and combined with God's word, which is that word of God. Christ our Lord says in the last chapter of Matthew, "Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit." I would add to that where Jesus continues, "teaching them all that I have commanded you." Second, what benefits does baptism give? It works forgiveness of sins, rescues from death and the devil, and gives eternal salvation to all who believe this, as the words and promises of God declare. Which are these words and promises of God? Christ our Lord says in the last chapter of Mark, "Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. But whoever does not believe will be condemned." Third, how can water do such great things? Well, certainly not just water, but the word of God in and with the water does these things, along with the faith which trusts the word of God in the water. For without God's word, the water is plain water and no baptism. But with the word of God, it is a baptism that is a life-giving water, rich in grace and a washing of the new birth in the Holy Spirit, as St. Paul says in Titus chapter 3. years ago. But in all actuality, this has been taught for nearly 2,000 years through God's Word. By God's grace, though, the church has been blessed to have this pattern of sound doctrine summarized in the small catechism. But when the teachings of God's Word are put forth in any form, the question that everyone should ask is it in agreement with the Word of God? And in applying such a question to the Lutheran Confessions, which contain the small catechism, the answer is a resounding yes. Baptism is all God's gracious work. If you want to understand your baptism, as it always goes, you need only to look to Christ Jesus and His baptism, because His baptism is the foundation of your baptism. But when looking at Christ's baptism, questions and hesitancy arise, just as they did with John the Baptist. John preached a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. Jesus is the only man who never committed a sin. There is nothing for which he had to repent of. So why would the only innocent man who doesn't need to repent of any sin at all ask for a baptism for repentance and the forgiveness of sins? God's Word reveals this to us. When Jesus comes to John to be baptized, and John wonders why this should be, Jesus says, "This is to fulfill all righteousness." In other words, Jesus gets baptized in order to identify with sinners, not by committing the sin, but by exchanging His righteousness for their sin. Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He fulfills all of the demands of God, and by being baptized, He delivers Himself to be identified with sinners as the one who bears their sin and obeys the law that they fail to obey. This is how you should look at Christ's baptism and your own baptism. It's a wonderful exchange that takes place. Jesus puts into the water of baptism His righteousness, and He takes from the water your sin, so that upon you in holy baptism. That baptism that God did to you stands sure and secure all of your lives. It's impossible to leave me baptized. God is the one who does the baptizing. And if you fall into sins after baptism, you should say, when you fall into sins after your baptism, when you begin to live an un-Christian life, you don't have to be re-baptized. I believe in one baptism for the remission of sins. This has been the true confession, the true creed of the Holy Catholic Church since the days of the apostles. If you fall off of a perfectly good ship, you don't have to wait for another ship to come and pick you up. The perfectly good ship is right there to bring you back into it. Confess your sins and receive holy absolution. Holy baptism guarantees this to you, that you can go and confess your sins and receive absolution from the pastor and from God himself, and in no way doubt but firmly believe that by it your sins are forgiven before God in heaven. You have this continual blessing by virtue of God's baptism of you. Now your conscience or the devil may have tried to tell you, well, you've sinned too many times, and you simply walked too far away, and what you've done renders you unfit. Of course, all of that's true, but your baptism, that is at God's doing. That is at God calling you by name and pointing you to the font of life in Christ Jesus. He says, come back, confess your sins. Stop looking at yourself and look to the Christ, my Son, the one who shed his blood for you. Though you have violated the covenant on your side, don't think for one moment that I am capable of violating it on my side. St. Peter preached, as recorded in the book of Acts, repent and be baptized for the remission of your sins. And God also wrote through Peter's epistle, baptism doth also now save you. This promise is for you and your children. And he says, as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Baptism identifies you. You are identified through Christ Jesus. That is why you keep your eyes fixed on Christ. Because even in his baptism, he is bringing life through himself. Only thinking of saving, only acting to bring you forgiveness, life, and salvation. We